أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the A to Z of Salah, and I will continually reiterate that the Quran is experienced in Salah. Today we will look at E, and it's E for eyes. See, Allah is limitless. Our vision is limited. And we see the world through the filter of how we see ourselves. In Hadith Qudsi, he says, I am as my servant thinks I am. We see Allah through the lens of our limited minds. But he is cognizant and he sees everything we do. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, he sees even when there is none to be looked at from his creation. So when we stand for Salah, often, we see the eyes of those who made us smile and our hands that have reached up in dua for them. And we do shukr for them. But we also see the eyes or the faces of those who hurt us. And deep down, sometimes we ask for justice for those who hurt us. Instead, let's try and change a little bit in Salah. Maybe we should pray for his mercy to be sent to them. Physical eyes perceive the beauty of the creation of Allah. Spiritual eyes enable a deeper understanding. It is said that eyes are the windows of the soul. Now let's see what the Quran says. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Surely it's not the eyes that are blind, but blind are the hearts that are in the chests. And this is Ayah 46. So it's not enough to have good visions to see things correctly. More important than clear vision is a clear heart that allows for the right perspective. See, true blindness is blindness of the heart. It's not the lack of sight, but rather the lack of insight that makes a person truly blind. When Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked how he worshipped a God that he could not see, he said, I worship a God that I see. I'd never worship a God that I do not see. He says, the eyes do not see them with the sight of vision, but the heart sees them with the reality of faith. The Prophet said, the worst of blindness is the blindness of the heart. So how does the heart have eyes? What does it mean to see with the eyes of the heart? How does those eyes become blind? See, when we think about the heart, we think of emotions, we think of feelings, we think of discernment, we think of wisdom, we think of understanding. So inner blindness is the inability to use the heart for these functions. It's as though there's a curtain on the heart that obstructs the vision. Hatred, anger, resentment, jealousy, heedlessness, indulgence in things that are not right cause this inner blindness. So in Salah, the idea is to reflect with insight. I'd like to end with something that I remember as a child. My Baba used to pray in the dark in the early morning so not to disturb us. And I remember one day walking and stumbling on him and saying, Baba, why are you praying in the dark? And he would say, my child, he can see me and I can see him with my heart. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to develop the insight of our hearts. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.